Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business Startups Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, August 21st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business startups news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Black founders reshaping community business models amid fall in funding, Afro News. A new generation of Black entrepreneurs is reshaping community business models, blending personal experience, community needs, and technology to prioritize impact alongside profit. Tanya Pledger's Love Your V by T offers yoni steaming for menstrual regulation and postpartum recovery, despite medical warnings. Keontae Bush's Venture for Them connects HBCU entrepreneurs with mentorship and funding to close tech pipeline gaps. However, Crunchbase News reported a 71% decline in venture funding for Black-founded startups, pushing their share below 0.5%. Anastasia Jackson and Janaba So founded WeNight to address administrative failures at HBCUs with digital tools. These entrepreneurs navigate capital shortfalls and structural barriers, making strategic choices to sustain community-focused work. They are redefining success for Black founders by combining cultural knowledge, lived experience, and technology to build lasting enterprises. MaxHome.ai raises $5 million seed round, led by Fika Ventures. MaxHome.ai, the AI-native operating system designed to streamline and automate residential real estate transactions, has announced a $5 million seed funding round led by Fika Ventures. This round, with participation from BBG Ventures, One Sharp Ventures, and 4Acres Capital, brings the company's total funding to $7 million. MaxHome.ai's platform automates document processing and back-office workflows for brokerages, reducing manual effort and errors, and enabling a faster, smoother home buying experience. Founder and CEO Divya Thresh stated, MaxHome.ai is redefining how the real estate industry operates by creating infrastructure for modern brokerages to compete and thrive. The platform is already working with leading independent brokerages and franchise affiliates of Berkshire Hathaway and Coldwell Banker, providing real ROI and eliminating transaction process friction.
ResultBridge launches digital marketing agency to help businesses drive measurable growth. ResultBridge, a new digital marketing agency based in Denver, has officially launched to help businesses achieve measurable growth. Specializing in connecting marketing efforts directly to business outcomes, ResultBridge offers a suite of services including SEO, GEO, PPC advertising, SMA, CRO, video marketing, and more. Founder and CEO Sean Denny emphasizes the importance of measurable results over vanity metrics, positioning ResultBridge as the bridge between a business's current state and desired outcomes. By aligning various marketing strategies, ResultBridge helps clients generate leads, strengthen brand authority, and maximize ROI. Learn more about ResultBridge's services at their website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business Startups Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.